The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, and every month we invite Kat Neville of Explore St. Louis into the studio to see what's happening in our region. Kat is definitely connected to some of the best events, attractions, and places to be. And with the economy the way it is, Kat, I thought it would be good to brainstorm some affordable date night ideas, because just going to dinner right now is crazy expensive.
And so I have ideas for stuff you can do together that is not necessarily sitting down to a full meal.
Great.
Yes.
Bring it on.
Okay. So the first one is a couple of places where you can get your game on. One is the Game Show Battle Rooms, and that is at the District in Chesterfield. Now, they are reservation only, and so this is where you can actually like bring a group. So if you want to do a one-on-one date, but this could be kind of like if you're just newly dating, or if you've been dating a very long time and you are ready to have like a friend's night with your, you know, with your significant other. This is a great spot to do tons of interactive, you know, games, and they also serve terrific food. And if you don't want to make a reservation and you're being a little bit more spontaneous, at City Foundry, the Great Big Game Show is you can just walk in and they have like a rotating selection of 18 different games from trivia to strategy. The hosts guide you. So it's a really fun, interactive way to spend the evening.
That sounds great.
Super fun.
So what else do we have?
Okay. So another interactive thing, Flight Club. Have you heard of Flight Club? Not Fight Club. Flight Club. Yes. Have you heard of that one yet?
Is this flights of drinks?
No. I mean, I'm sure they'd be happy to serve you flights of drinks. But it's actually like a high-tech dart club in Clayton on Forsyth. And so again, it's like just one-on-one, or if you want to get people together, it's less expensive than sitting down to a multi-course meal, obviously, but they have great food, great drinks. And so it's a pub atmosphere and you can just interact and have fun. And I feel like that's what we're really kind of craving right now, is just tons of energy and interaction. And that's, it's a really great relaxing place to just go and throw some darts. And it is kind of like Putt Shack, where mm-hmm. it's got the, it tells you exactly what your score is at all times. And so for me, that's always like, well, I know I'm not going to do terribly well, but I'm having a good time while I'm, you know, there.
You know, that's interesting, that whole thought of the third spaces, mm-hmm. you know, where people are going out to get some of this in-person interaction that we have not had. I actually know a couple, and Monday nights are always their dart night.
There you go.
That's the thing they do. They won't deviate from that. You can't get them to, you know, do anything else on Monday night. That is their set date night. So,
well, and having that kind of interaction, it keeps the conversation light. It keeps the energy up. I mean, it's just fun. And I think, you know, we need a lot of that right now. So just like going out and, you know, playing silly game show games or throwing darts, I mean, that's a good time.
And this seems like all ages.
Oh, it is. I mean, I think some of them are 21 and up during certain times because it is a bar. But yeah, I mean, a lot of them are. And actually, a couple of the other ones that I have are definitely all ages.
Great. Let's hear more.
Well, the next one is not. Okay. It is still 630, which is this. It is the fourth most awarded craft distillery in the country. It is just south of the Arch on Broadway. And every Friday, they're not typically open to the public. And so every Friday, they have a library cocktail hour where they let you come in, and it is from 5 to 9 p.m. They change up the cocktails. They let you do tastings, and they even have $6.30 pours of just single spirits if you want to taste them. And so that's a really fun, also interactive. If you want to go more the F&B and not, you know, game route, still 630. I mean, they are the most awarded distillery in Missouri. Their gin is amazing. They do everything from gin to, you know, Missouri bourbon to rum, and it's fantastic.
That sounds unique. I think people too want something unique. Mm-hmm. You know, an experience. As much as an outing.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's what we all get in our patterns, right? And our ruts. It's like, well, let's just go back to the same place that we've been before. We know it. So getting out, like kind of breaking out of that pattern. I mean, if you're looking for a date night that kind of like spurs conversation and maybe helps to reconnect you, or if you're going on like a first date where you're like, I don't really know this person. What are we going to do? Like these interactive, unique spots, I think they're the ticket.
Yeah, I know. I think Costco on Sunday afternoons has been our date night for a while, but we need to break out
Megan.
Of that rut. That's an expensive date.
I have so many things to say.
I know, right?
Off air. Another really fun idea. This is not necessarily inexpensive, but it's really interesting. Did you know that you can take private glass blowing classes at Third Degree?
I've heard of this.
Yeah. So whether it's one person or I think up to either four or six people, everything is included. It is $350. So it's not super cheap, but you have it's like hours with one of their glass blowing artists and you learn the art. I sat in on one. I didn't actually participate, but I sat in to kind of watch one of these once. And it is amazing. They really like guide you through every step of the way to learn the art of glass blowing. And then if you fall in love with it, you can sign up for other classes to really learn more. But the fact that you can bring between one and four people, it's a great way to just kind of like spend some time and learn something new and kind of stretch yourself. It's a really cool experience.
Well,
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's Violent Stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think especially, too, there are some of us that have not, because of the cost, not taken vacations this year. So those are one of those kind of things, like a staycation kind of item is what that sounds like.
Absolutely. And speaking of staycations, we have some amazing hotels in St. Louis. The Four Seasons, their pool, their spa. If you're looking for a way to do like a one or two night staycation, that's amazing. The Ritz just redid its lobby. That is one, if you want to look for an evening where you can just kind of like get on the dance floor. I mean, the Lobby Lounge is known for like music and dancing, and then they have a spa as well. It's beautiful. And then 21C, which is downtown on Locust, I mean, with Idlewolf, and I mean, it is just an incredible, it's essentially a museum hotel, and there is rotating art throughout the entire space. And that's just three of some of the amazing hotel experiences you can have in St. Louis.
Okay, about a minute left. Anything else we need to put on our list of date nights?
Yes. So if you love live music, the Dark Room at the Grand Ole in Grand Center is a great place that has rotating, very inexpensive, accessible opportunities for you to see local St. Louis artists, jazz, blues, soul. Definitely head there. Westport Social is another great place, very accessible, where you can do less challenging, less tech-infused games like foosball, washers, shuffleboards. You can play some hoops or ping pong. So there's just a lot of just really fun, accessible stuff. You know what? The most accessible thing for date night, there are so many parks in St. Louis, not when it's a bazillion degrees, but, you know, just get out there and go to Creve Coeur Park. Go to the park at the Gateway Arch. The museum at the Gateway Arch is free. Go to Forest Park. Everything there is free. So, I mean, there's so much in St. Louis that is accessible and just so much fun to do.
And the website for Explore St. Louis?
Funny you should ask. ExploreSt.Louis.com.
Kat, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Kat Neville, Vice President of Communications for Explore St. Louis, joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's Violent Stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.